Test 6, Part 2. You'll hear a lecture on William Shakespeare. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
William Shakespeare was born in 1564 and died in 1616. He is England's most famous playwright and poet, and said to be the greatest of all dramatists by most experts in the world. Shakespeare wrote his plays during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I between 1558 and 1603, and also during the early part of the reign of James I, who took over from Elizabeth after her death in 1603. His plays have been published in hundreds of editions and have been translated into all major languages. Thousands of books and articles have been written about his works, analysing his plots, characters, themes and language. He is undoubtedly the most oft-quoted author in the history of all time, and his plays have been performed more often than those of any other dramatist in the whole wide world. The reasons for Shakespeare's popularity are many and varied. He is without a shadow of doubt our greatest entertainer and certainly one of our most profound thinkers. His expert knowledge and understanding of human behaviour and motivation is simply remarkable. Not to mention his ability to communicate and express this knowledge through his portrayal of a very wide range of characters. He had the capacity to put himself in the position of every single one of his characters, and to create dramatic situations ideally suited for the exploration of human behaviour and motivation. Last but not least, his mastery of poetic language is only comparable, if at all, with that of Nietzsche and Kazantzakis. His mastery of drama techniques is, in my own personal opinion, quite unparalleled. Strangely enough, we know quite a bit about Shakespeare's life, given that he lived almost 400 years ago. In fact, we probably know more about Shakespeare's life than about any other writer who lived at the same time. Nevertheless, there is still quite a lot of important information that we are missing.
Now you'll hear part two again.
William Shakespeare was born in 1564 and died in 1616. He is England's most famous playwright and poet, and said to be the greatest of all dramatists by most experts in the world. Shakespeare wrote his plays during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I between 1558 and 1603, and also during the early part of the reign of James I, who took over from Elizabeth after her death in 1603. His plays have been published in hundreds of editions and have been translated into all major languages. Thousands of books and articles have been written about his works, analysing his plots, characters, themes and language. He is undoubtedly the most oft-quoted author in the history of all time, and his plays have been performed more often than those of any other dramatist in the whole wide world. The reasons for Shakespeare's popularity are many and varied. He is without a shadow of doubt our greatest entertainer and certainly one of our most profound thinkers. His expert knowledge and understanding of human behaviour and motivation is simply remarkable, not to mention his ability to communicate and express this knowledge through his portrayal of a very wide range of characters. He had the capacity to put himself in the position of every single one of his characters, and to create dramatic situations ideally suited for the exploration of human behaviour and motivation. Last but not least, his mastery of poetic language is only comparable, if at all, with that of Nietzsche and Kazantzakis. His mastery of drama techniques is, in my own personal opinion, quite unparalleled. Strangely enough, we know quite a bit about Shakespeare's life, given that he lived almost 400 years ago. In fact, we probably know more about Shakespeare's life than about any other writer who lived at the same time. Nevertheless, there is still quite a lot of important information that we are missing.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.